Hurricane Dorian experiences notable shift toward Georgia, Carolinas. By Hannah Blow on August 31, 2019. Hurricane Dorian continues to grow in size and strength, but its uncertain track is now bringing the coasts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina into play. The projections for Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 4 hurricane, continues to shift, with the most recent National Hurricane Center update showing the massive storm skimming the east coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina and shaving North Carolina. Regardless, the storm is expected to slow down, putting southeastern coastal cities at risk of severe flooding due to storm surge and significant rainfall. Florida Gov. Ron DeSantis, R., declared a state of emergency for all 67 counties throughout the Sunshine State on Thursday. All residents, especially those along the East Coast, need to be prepared for possible impacts, DeSantis said. As it increases strength, this storm has the potential to severely damage homes, businesses and buildings, which is why all Floridians should remain vigilant. Do not wait until it is too late to make a plan, he added. While the track has shifted, the Florida governor is continuing to urge residents to remain vigilant. Although the path of hashtag Dorian has shifted, the entire East Coast is still vulnerable to significant impacts. Residents in East Coast counties should continue to monitor local reports and stay vigilant, he warned Saturday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., also warned Georgians to remain aware and prepared for any possible impacts the storm may bring. President Trump also responded to Hurricane Dorian's new track, warning the residents of South Carolina particularly to stay safe. Looking like our great South Carolina could get hit much harder than first thought. Georgia and North Carolina also, Trump tweeted. It's moving around and very hard to predict, except that it is one of the biggest and strongest, and really wide, that we have seen in decades. Be safe, he added.